Hello, listeners. It's John.
Andrew.
And Megan. And we're team hashtag IDK.
Thanks for listening to Panther Podcast.
This week, we'll be talking about co-teaching, what it is, and when to do it.
Today's focus, as you may have already guessed it, is co-teaching. There are four main types that you will come across in your classroom. The first and most commonly used co-teaching practice used is the one-teach, one-assist method. Here, one person will keep the primary responsibility for teaching while the other teacher circulates through the room, providing unobtrusive assistance to students as needed. You will most likely use this when new content is taught and students need more teacher assistance. The second type used is team teaching. Team teaching is where both teachers are delivering the same instruction at the same time. Some teachers refer to this as having one brain in two bodies. Others call it tag team teaching, where one teacher says one thing and the other builds onto it. Much like what you would see in a wrestling match, except with less spandex. Thank goodness for that. Anyways, back to team teaching. While most co-teachers consider this approach the most complex, it is found to be the most satisfying way to co-teach. Now moving on to our next form of co-teaching is station teaching. For those of you who have never heard of this approach, it is much like the different reading groups that are used in the classroom. In this co-teaching approach, teachers divide content and students. Each teacher then teaches the content to one group and subsequently repeats the instruction for the other group. Think of this approach like a cycle. The students receive content from one teacher, they rotate to the other teacher to learn something different, and lastly, the students may rotate into an independent work activity. And there you have the wonderful cycle of station teaching. And finally, last but certainly not least, we have parallel teaching. On occasion, student learning would be greatly facilitated if they just had more supervision by the teacher or more opportunity to respond. In parallel teaching, the teachers are both covering the same instruction, but they divide the class into two groups and teach simultaneously. This is when you would want a lower student-to-teacher ratio when delivering your content. By doing this, you will see your students' progress and adjust your teaching based on what you see from that progress, or in some cases, the lack of it. Now that you have learned about the four main co-teaching styles, one teach, one assist, team teaching, station teaching, and parallel teaching, you will now hear the good, the bad, and the ugly through real-life stories for how co-teaching works in the classroom and how you make your co-teaching experience a successful one.
Hey, this is John, and I'm just going to share with you a little bit about team teaching. Co-teaching, whatever you'd like to call it. It's really the same thing. It's just two teachers working together. So stick around and we'll talk all about team teaching. So I'm currently in a phase two element of the special ed program where you get to go out and do a field experience with a local school. And I'm currently placed in a Waterloo school here in Waterloo, Iowa, where I'm in a third grade classroom and I get to work with a fellow classmate and we team teach four students every day. Within this experience, we have to do a lot of collaboration and a lot of teamwork. One of the great things about this experience that I've really enjoyed is that with team teaching, where you may lack in a certain area, I have found that your co-partner really helps pick you up in that area, and that cannot be any more true than the experience I've had so far. And with co-teaching, it's just, you know, students can really feed off of one teacher better than the other, and that's where you can really get the whole picture comes together working with other students. And I feel that team teaching is a great way to really look at teaching for the future, and I would definitely recommend it to anybody. And it's something that would definitely benefit everyone involved. Everyone wins, and it's the best way to go.
Hey there, it's Andrew, and I'm going to share a little bit about my experiences with co-teaching also. For the past 8 weeks, I've been co-teaching as part of my Phase 2 special education field experience. We've been in a classroom teaching 5th and 6th graders math, and every lesson we've taught every day for 12 hours a week have been co-taught. Most of them were one teach, one assist, or team teaching. Every other day we would switch off who wrote the lesson plan. The person who wrote the lesson plan would be like the lead teacher, and whoever did not write the lesson plan would be the assist or just kind of jump in when they had something to help. This worked really, really well. It was two teachers and three students, so that was probably one of the reasons, because you could easily help all of the students, and it was just really, really great to have that extra help there when you were leading, or be that extra help when you saw that your co-teacher was kind of struggling with what they were trying to say. It's nice to have that second brain thinking at the same time. All of our collaboration was done using Google Docs or a little bit of prep time before we taught the lesson. Google Docs is great for collaboration. We're able to share all of our lesson plans back and forth super easily and make any changes and then make any comments on the side. So without having to set even more time out of our busy schedules, especially for us being pre-service teachers with at least 12 other credits going on at the same time, and with special ed minors, we have night class like crazy. So our amount of time to collaborate outside of the classroom or outside of making the lessons is very, very minimal. So using Google Docs to collaborate has been a great time saver, and it's just been so just simple to use. Definitely would recommend it if you're co-teaching. Start up a Google Doc account, get them on Google Docs, share your lesson plans back and forth, what you're planning for your co-teaching back and forth on that, and just start going. A lot of co-teaching just seems like a trial and error. If it doesn't work, you move on, just like regular teaching. You find what works, you find what works for your students, and you go with it. Other than team teaching and one teach, one assist, we've done parallel teaching a few times. That was kind of tough because both teachers really need to know the content inside and out and exactly what the other teacher is teaching their group so that both groups are being taught the same content, same time, same everything. I think it worked well when we parallel taught, but we only did that the once. Since we co-taught math, I know my co-teacher she just wasn't confident about teaching math. Neither of us have had any experience teaching math until now. So doing parallel teaching with that lack of experience was really tough. If we had more experience at it, like now, I think this was 6 weeks ago we tried to do that. Now, 6 weeks later, I think we would be very successful at parallel teaching. So that would be something I would not recommend doing right off the bat, but I think you should definitely try it. Smaller group sizes with parallel teaching are great because you can spend more time with each student's difficulties and questions rather than having a whole group or whole classroom. You just have a portion of that. The other kind we've tried is station teaching. And that was definitely the hardest to plan. We spent at least a week planning 1 hour of a lesson for station teaching. And that was definitely the most fulfilling. Knowing that, it gives your students time to get up and move too, which is always a good thing. For our station teaching lesson, we taught math. Our students were having a lot of difficulty with word problems and with division. So I found a little division flashcard kind of game for my iPad for them to work on fluency on division. We had another station that my co-teacher was in charge of, and they looked at word problems and figured out different strategies to help them with word problems because they were having just such difficulty. Whenever they'd see a word problem, they would just shut down and not want to do it, even if it was just the problem written out. As soon as they just saw words, they kind of shut down. So having more time one-on-one for both the division and the word problems was great. And then we had a third station that was just completely independent. Basically, it was just a worksheet with a review that they had been doing, which is always good to review. So having that independent work and then having that one-on-one time with teachers, really it's the same amount of one-on-one and independent work that they would have in the lesson, but it's just a lot more intimate one-on-one. I'm teaching you this is what we're doing. Distractions of the other students around are definitely gone, especially if it's a very small group doing station teaching. And if it's a larger group, you can even divide your groups up so that you don't have those distractions. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you've learned something about co-teaching, and best of luck in your endeavors in the future with co-teaching.
Until next time, this is John.
This is Andy.
And Megan.
Signing off from Panther Productions.